W.C. Handy, the American composer known as the father of the blues, was born on this date in 1873 in Florence, Alabama. The son and grandson of ministers, he showed his love of music at an early age. Some reports say that he joined a minstrel show, a theatrical production that featured African American music, at the age of 15. Handy studied at Teachers Agricultural and Mechanical College in Huntsville, Alabama, around 1892. He became a school teacher briefly, but decided to pursue his music career. In 1896, Handy joined W.A. Mehara's Minstrels as its band leader. He stayed with the group for several years. Handy worked with a few other bands and ended up in Memphis in the early 1900s. He wrote his first song in 1909, a campaign song called Mr. Crump, for a candidate for mayor of Memphis. The song was later changed and became Memphis Blues. He made a deal to get the song published in 1912, making it the first published commercial blues song. Memphis Blues became a big hit, but Handy didn't get to reap the rewards of its success since he had sold the rights to it. To avoid this problem, he published his next successful song, St. Louis Blues, using his own company, which was later known as Handy Brothers Music Company. Other Handy hit songs include Yellow Dog Blues and Beale Street Blues. In 1918, Handy moved his business to New York. He continued to promote blues to mainstream audiences in the 1920s, editing Blues, an anthology, and putting together the first blues performance in New York City's Carnegie Hall in 1928. Handy continued working steadily through the 1930s, publishing collections of African American music. Handy's autobiography, Father of the Blues, was published in 1941. Having experienced problems with his eyesight for years, he became blind by the mid-1940s. The legendary blues composer died of pneumonia on March 29, 1958. Only months after his death, his life story was playing on the silver screen in movie theaters across the country in the film Father of the Blues, which starred singer Nat King Cole as Handy. Bass Reeves served his last day as Deputy U.S. Marshal in Fort Smith on this date in 1907. Born a slave in Crawford County, Reeves went on to become one of the first African-American lawmen west of the Mississippi River. As one of the most respected lawmen working in Indian Territory, he achieved legendary status for the number of criminals he captured. The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music, opened on Broadway on this date in 1959. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda. My heart wants to say,